Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Olala Jinga is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Olala is the CEO of Yellowwood Group. She's the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments, and she's also a SCORE volunteer, so I'm proud of her for that. And she's a lady who's helping a lot of small business owners put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And she's here to talk to us about some things not to do. Olala, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So I love the title of your book, What Were They Thinking? Because I've mentioned this, I think, the last time you were here. I love that Dierks Bentley country music song where he says, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
And so I listened to it.
Yeah, when I heard that song the first time, I thought, that's what every small business owner says to themselves in the mirror every morning when they're getting ready. I know what I was thinking, I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Absolutely.
And so you've been focusing lately on some baby boomer blunders, haven't you?
Absolutely. I had a couple conversations with my mom as of late, as she started to really understand what I do for a living, which has kind of been the running family.
Has your mother also asked you, why don't you get a real job?
Actually, it wasn't the real job. She said, how's that hobby of yours going? And I'm still in therapy about recovering from that comment.
Right,
but, you know,
right.
I'm working it out.
My mother rarely commented on my business, but somebody else told me, she told them once, I don't know what Jim does, but he must be good at it.
But there you go.
So that was one of those backhanded mama comments, compliments, you know?
Exactly, but, the left-handed compliment.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So what are you seeing out there?
Well, here's what I find is interesting. There's a little bit of a split that's happening with the shift with baby boomers, right? So we've got some baby boomers on one hand that they see that they're getting up there in age, and they're thinking, well, if not now, when, right? And
mm-hmm.
So they're leaving the traditional workforce and kind of jumping into entrepreneurship.
Many of them are retired. Many of them are benefiting from early retirement.
And that's exactly where I was going. So they're able to jump in full throttle because they've got some funding behind them.
At least they won't starve while they're getting their business off the ground.
Exactly.
Like I did, and maybe you did.
Yes, in the first 2 years, and I think that's another show about, you know,
right,
being uncomfortable when you start the business. So they're excited, and they've got a little money to throw at their project and get their business off the ground, and that's wonderful. But they're still coming from the traditional workplace,
mm-hmm,
where many of them have been there, you know, a decade and a half, 2 decades, some of them as many as 3 decades. And so the transition into entrepreneurship from the traditional workforce is a little wobbly for
them.
They have no idea,
do they?
And it's not to be mean-spirited.
No.
It's just that it's very different. It's just a very different environment.
Would it be like me walking into an 8th grade science class. You know, I'd have no idea.
8th grade? What about,
you know,
kindergarten?
Unarmed. I mean, no, 8th grade. They're the worst. You never walk into an 8th grade science class unarmed.
Unarmed, exactly. You know, at least take a Bunsen burner. Just
something to hold them off, yeah. But
to hold them off. So that's the one group of boomers. And then the other group of boomers are the ones that are forced into entrepreneurship,
right,
and small business initiatives, where they've lost all their retirement, or they've not saved enough, they don't have a clue.
Or they're not ready to cash out, and they've lost their job, but they're not ready to cash their retirement.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the pension they thought that they were going to be sticking around to get is not going to be there.
That story,
transitioned out.
These examples are in the millions in America right now.
Absolutely they are.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching that, and I've always been fascinated by it, because I'm kind of the sandwich generation,
mm-hmm,
because My mom's a boomer, and then we have an adult child and another child that will be an adult next year. And so I kind of look at the dynamics, the difference between conversations I have with my mom and conversations I have with our children.
Right.
And I'm just fascinated by the bumpy ride, the bumpy transition that boomers have as they look at small business ownership. And it's a little bit scary because, you know, we'd like to think they should know better, but age and experience doesn't necessarily equate to wisdom.
When you say we'd like to think they should know better, that's what they're thinking, because they're thinking, you know, I mean, you've seen these people, Ulala, you think because you know how to go to the grocery store, you know how to balance a checkbook, you can buy
right.
stuff, you've sold stuff, you know, you think, well, how hard can this be?
Right, exactly.
Being a business owner,
yeah.
and that's where the shock comes in right after
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, yeah. The naivete that they're bringing to small business ownership is what's actually creating those "what was I thinking" moments
mm-hmm.
for them, and I think it's really kind of knocking them off their feet and eroding their confidence. And so now you've got someone that's got, you know, 20 years worth of real life experience, real world experience.
Mm-hmm.
and workplace experience, and that uncomfortable person has been reduced to feeling like an eighth grade kid.
Right.
And now they're looking into the marketplace for resources and advisors to help them, and they're angry. You know, I mean, pardon my French, but, you know, a lot of baby boomers are a little pissed off
mm-hmm.
because they're finding that they're not able to translate all of those gifts and skills and talents that they have and make them work for them immediately in small business, and it's frustrating for them, and it just breaks my heart watching them, but there's some kind of piece that's missing there. They're not really understanding that you can't translate everything apples to apples when you look to entrepreneurship as another way to create wealth.
Well, and it's just, yeah, it's when the first thing they learned is this is really hard. The
yes.
second thing they
someone should have told us.
Right. The second thing they learn is, wow, what I just learned is about to become obsolete. And
yes.
the third thing they learn is, it's really hard to get rich doing this.
Yes, it is.
That's
the
third.
It's a lot more work
yeah.
than they realize. It's a lot more thinking. You know, you have to understand, boomers are coming from a generation where what you're worth is based on what you produce.
Right.
And so
right.
you do the work and you are rewarded or
right.
you are compensated mm-hmm. in, or incentivized based on the work you do. And now they're coming into business ownership not realizing that there's a lot of thinking that has to happen on the backside.
Right. And what do you mean I own my own company and I might not get a paycheck this week? What do you mean by that?
Oh, that's the classic.
We're going to talk about this some more with Ulala Jinga. Ulala, give us your website, please.
www.olala.com, O-L-A-L-A-H.
Quick break. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.